So a couple of ways that this has been stretched in recent years, you guys may have heard that Focus on the Family is now a church. And, you know, so they kind of just went in and said, hey, we'd like to be a church. Our members are our employees. Our advocacy activities are all religiously based and are our religious activities. We've got a meeting, each staff meeting in our, I think they called it chapelteria, which was also the cafeteria, once a week. We have kind of standards that the employees have to live by. We meet like 10 of the 14 factors. Yes, these are all people who also go to their own churches on Sunday, but that's only one factor. IRS at first said, we don't know. Then they wrote another message saying the First Amendment says you'll be in a lot of trouble if you start questioning all of these factors in a lot of detail. The IRS granted status. And similarly, just to put it on the table, Family Research Council more recently, just in 2020, is an organization that had a lot of an outreach to a bunch of pastors at different churches where the churches could sign up as kind of partner churches who were supportive of the research and mission of Family Research Council. And so they said, we are an association of churches, not the typical association, which is like the Southern Baptist Convention, but nothing says you have to be an association just within one denomination. And we have this group of churches that we kind of reach out to regularly. They don't control us, but we're still an association of churches. And so you've got some new spaces with new organizations coming in saying, you know, we actually fit this closely enough that with the leniency you've got to apply because of the First Amendment, you need to give us this status, and the IRS is agreeing. So I guess I have some people who'd say this, and they're kind of, I mean, I was on one panel actually where somebody described this as a scheme, you know, to use a kind of neutral term. And so I guess the
sounds neutral to me.
So the question is, like, should we feel like, is this people just getting too cute by half and pushing the envelope and we need to kind of retrench, or is this, you know, a long overdue development?
So I'm going to give my philosophical answer, not my legal answer, but as many organizations that can organize as a church, in my opinion, should, because it keeps the government out of religious exercise. I mean, I don't know what Family Research Council does, but Focus on the Family, their whole existence is to spread the gospel and what the gospel says about families and marriages. It's their whole existence. So that's my personal opinion.
It is interesting then I kind of get back to this question, like, why do we have, if the purpose for the special protections of churches is because we want to protect religion, then why don't we extend those protections to all of the other clearly religious organizations? So it does raise those same issues, like, do we want the government spending a lot of time overseeing whether it thinks this other religious activity is appropriate, even if it's not congregational?
Do you think this has anything to do with the inability to get group exemptions?
The question was, is this tied to the inability to get group exemptions? So as you may know, the IRS, feeling like it needed to renovate its group ruling process, decided to, in the meantime, just terminate the ability to give any new group exemptions. And we've been in a holding pattern for a couple of years now. You know, what the group said, actually, was that this was largely not about any of the normal tax things. But one of the things, that once you have a status for churches, it's easy for other regulators at the government to grab. And so, you know, when there was the Affordable Care Act's requirement to provide birth control services, some of which some religions consider to be abortifacient. There was this big battle, as you know, over whether there would be religious exemptions. And originally, at one point, the religious exemptions were given only to churches and integrated auxiliaries. So then suddenly, this thing that was mainly about taxes and do you have to file the 990 or do you have a group exemption, Now someone's having to decide, and you can see a group like Focused on the Family, this is what they said was most important to them. Like, we have very strong views on some of these issues, and you're telling us that the only road to our religious views being, meriting an exception is for us to fall in this category. So you're telling us we have to have a certain number of congregational meetings in order for you to respect our, religious views on these topics? Okay, well then that's what we'll do.